This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Big announcement on the Robert Scott Bell Show tonight. Something I never would have thought I would say. The FDA has finally adopted homeopathy as a mainstay of its protocols to solve the opioid crisis. That's right. Big news. You hear it here first. Super Don didn't even know this. And I don't know what that was. Are we still on, Eric? I think, okay, that was very nerve-wracking for a moment. I'm thinking, with this kind of breaking news, even the FDA doesn't know. They would try to sabotage us somehow on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming at you live on the road from Sarasota, Florida. And I don't know, Super Don, did they firebomb you or something out there? I don't know what happened.
I don't know. That was kind of weird. Something funky going on with my microphone. Does it sound okay now?
It sounds great. But it was like for a moment, okay. I was like, dude, the F-16s found Super Don. They're taking him out because they don't want announcement. Yeah, and you don't even know what I'm saying here. You threw me some stories, but I just realized what this means.
Yeah, you've completely caught me off guard with that. So now I'm on the edge of my seat waiting to find out what you're talking about. All right, and what do we do? Did we just lose Robert now?
I cut out. No, I can still hear you guys.
Something weird going on here. I don't understand.
All right, am I back? Am I still live? Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna see. I think I've really rattled the FDA on this one. They're like, what? The FDA has adopted homeopathy finally to solve the opioid crisis? Yeah. Well, in a sense, they have. How? Well, like cures like, Super Don, right? Homeopathy, like cures like. And in order to solve the opioid crisis, the FDA has decided to approve more opioids. Yes, that's right. The FDA has decided that we need more opioids to solve the opioid crisis. I am not making this up. A highly addictive new opioid, stronger than fentanyl and morphine.
Wait. So what are you saying? You're saying that the FDA, by doing this, is using the law of similars?
Yes, like cures like.
Oh, okay. I understand now.
Right. So they're basically saying, yep, we got a new, even more powerful opioid, fentanyl light, fentanyl strong. And we're like, this is how we do it. Because you know how they stop a big oil fire? With nitroglycerin, right? They pour more fire on it and suffocate it.
Yeah.
Right.
Suffocate.
So I guess they figure if we can get more opioids out there, we can eliminate the opioid crisis by killing everybody who's addicted to opioids by getting them on an even stronger one. I know it sounds cynical. I know.
No.
And, of course, the principle is right, but the application is so far off the mark.
This is not the angle I was expecting you to take on this, and I'm impressed because you threw me for a loop as well. But I don't know that I want to agree with you on this, because I think you're giving the FDA way too much credit here. It's like.
What have I given too much credit? Maybe I got the angle wrong. I don't know. What do you think?
Let me give you my angle on this.
Okay.
The FDA is obviously full of idiots and numbskulls here, because here's what's going on. All right. Mm-hmm. Newsweek is reporting this, and I fell out of my chair when I read this. They're calling this a controversial move. Really? Do you think? A controversial move.
It's controversial because they're adopting homeopathic principles.
Homeopathy. I'm going to give them a call and tell them you told them. That would just be fun to see what their reaction would be on that.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. There's this pharmaceutical company I've never heard of before, AccelRx. This is a new one. And they've come out with a new opioid that apparently is stronger than fentanyl and morphine and more addictive. And I read that, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, right now, the one of the biggest stories in the country is the opioid epidemic. We're spending billions of dollars of government taxpayer money to tackle the opioid epidemic. You know, people are dying like every 10 minutes of opioid overdoses because of all the opioids that have been, you know, brought onto the market for the last, you know, 20, 30 years. And now the FDA apparently are looking at this new opioid and going, you know, more addictive, stronger than fentanyl. This is a good idea, guys. We really ought to improve this and put this out on the market because we really need this for some reason.
You're making my point for me. I'm right. You're wrong. I mean, actually, I don't know how. I think we're both right. I don't know if there's anybody. Because what is going on? Obviously, they're applying it wrong. Like, if you use the like cures like aspect in homeopathy, you're doing the law of the minimal dose. You're actually taking a substance that is dangerous in its mother state and applying it in a homeopathic form. Of course, they're going the opposite way. They're taking a series and category of drugs that are deadly and addictive and bringing out an even more addictive and more deadly form of that, as if that's going to solve the problem.
Yeah, so what you're saying is they looked at it and they went, you know what, the opioids that we put out there are just not strong enough. That's why it's killing people. That's why people are getting addicted to it, because they're not strong enough. We need stronger opioids.
Yeah.
Now, I think you're on opioids right now because of what you're saying. this is the most absurd thing I've ever heard of in my life, because I went and looked. I tried to find a list, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to see a list of all the opioids that are out there in existence right now. And the list is like crazy. I mean, it's a crazy long list of all the different opioids that you can be prescribed. And I'm trying to think, why? What I mean, is there like some kind of brand new type of pain that suddenly has been discovered that is just not, they can't use the already existing opioids, the ones that are killing people, that, you know, the ones where, like, if you touch it, a little grain of it touches your skin, you die. None of those opioids are good enough that we have to come out with one that is stronger than fentanyl address.
You're just being a hater. You're just hating on the FDA. I don't think they deserve this. I mean, it's clear that, you know, you clearly don't have whatever they... That's why they don't hire you, Super Don, you know, as an FDA consultant.
Right.
They went to a group of doctors. I mean, I think the vote was like 10 to 3 in favor of this FDA group.
10 to 3.
Yeah. And there was an anesthesiologist who basically took the opposite tag, said, you know, I don't agree with this. I think this is a bad move. Obviously, it's weird to do tongue in cheek, because if the opioid was in your tongue or your cheek, you might die. But the idea here is that if we applied this homeopathically, we could solve the crisis, because we could apply the homeopathic forms of these drugs to help detoxify from them. Then we can embrace what we already know to help people get off of these pain meds, including CBD, cannabidiol from hemp, or even those that need the THC from the entire cannabis plant, as well as Kratom. And by the way, a shout out to my friends Jackie and John, who run the Healthy Buddha in Mount Dora. I was able to see them yesterday. It was so nice of them to invite me and with their two kids, and I got to eat a wonderful organic dinner, a meal away from home. And it's the one thing I, you know, you miss. I find these good organic places to go, but it's not the same. if you could be with somebody, a family that you really love and care about, and they're terrific, terrific parents and a great family doing good stuff. And I wish there was a healthy Buddha in every city, you know. And they spell it B-U-D-D-A-H, so it's not like the Buddha that you think. Some people are offended. It's a Buddha. I'm not a Buddhist. It's not. No, just it's about a place to hang out and where everybody knows your name and you can drink a little Kratom, right?
Well, and I'm glad that you brought that up because, you know, let's compare what the FDA is trying to do with Kratom, right, to what it is they're doing here. You've got on the one hand Kratom. Something that people have used for years to get off of opioids, to deal with pain. There is no legitimate, real, credible instance of somebody dying or of this being something that is dangerous or addictive, other than what has been, you know, concocted by the FDA because they want to shut it down. And let's compare that to opioids, like this ridiculous one that they are now getting ready to approve that is stronger than fentanyl and morphine and is highly addictive.
Dysuvia.
Yeah, I guess that's how you say it. Dysuvia from this this company. Again, I've never heard of before. I'm
Brian Smith, Januvia.
Yeah. So, what? I don't know. I don't even know. I'm just looking at this and going, why in the world do we need a stronger opioid, highly addictive out there, when we are trying to clean up the mess that's been created by the highly addictive, deadly opioids that have been put on the market already?
I believe there's only one answer, because the FDA has no intention of cleaning up this mess. And as much as Trump says he wants to do it, I believe that he does. He's got Scott Gottlieb in there, a big pharma stooge that's running the FDA, you know, as if it's, again, his own cartel. And it is a drug cartel at this point, folks. The FDA, the Fear and Death Administration, is indeed living up to that death moniker that I've given them, because their drugs are the third leading cause of death in America. And, of course, we're climbing even higher with the approval of a stronger pain-killing drug, more potent than fentanyl and morphine. You put that under your tongue, you might not have a tongue. It won't matter. You won't have a body either. Folks, this is some serious stuff here. And, you know, I don't mean to make light of it, but it's just so absurd that you, anybody out there that thinks the FDA is trying to protect you from dangerous food and drugs, you're on drugs if you believe that. You've got to be. No other explanation. I don't want to call you names, but you're on drugs. Folks, we got a lot to do. It's Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. For those of you listening live, broadcasting from Sarasota, Florida tonight, tomorrow, Stuart, Florida, at Peggy's Natural Foods. So I hope to see you there. Okay, a Major League I Told You So coming up. I mean, this is one I can't resist. And I think, is it Daniel that hates the I Told You So song? We're going to find out if he's on the board. He might be running for the hills at this point.
Yeah.
But the thing is, good news, we don't have it to play. We'll have to sing it to him.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, you're lucky, Daniel, if you're still around, that we don't have the ability to play, you know, clips, because I would have to play "I Told You So," because this is one of those big ones. And I don't mean to pat myself on the back. Super Don says, you know, you can do it from time to time, but I'm not the only one saying this stuff, quite honestly. And what is it that we're saying right now? It's eat organic. Please eat organic. I don't mean organic chemistry from an erector set made of oil. I'm talking about, you know, as I go out around the world and I talk to a group of people that really don't know much about natural healing today, a group, but nice people. And I said, you know, I eat something called food, what they used to call food that was organic. It was just called food. And, you know, they chuckle, you know, in a certain way because they get it now. It's like you pay extra for not having synthetic chemicals that are toxic, poisonous, and cancer-causing on your food, right? So somebody had a really nefarious scheme. Said, you know what, let's poison the water hole. Let's poison the food supply and make it really cheap. And then for those that, you know, that don't want to eat it, we'll charge them extra. You know, isn't that kind of counterintuitive? Wouldn't the chemicals cost more? I mean, honestly, just look at the economics of it. You're throwing on synthetic patented molecules, and it makes the food cheaper? What is that? Mm-hmm. And those farmers that are investing into not using those chemicals, they got to charge you more? What's that?
Oh. Mass production, my friend. That's I think, what it is it's easier just to kind of pump out all the pesticide-laden GMO food, you know, in mass quantities than to take the extra time and expense of growing organic.
Like it all was. Now,
right?
What do we look at in terms of price? What have I said? What has Joel Salatin said? Have you priced cancer lately? Okay? So you look at the price of, now, granted, organic food has come down in price. It's much closer to its, I would say, distant chemically grown cousins, like in a place like Costco. You know, so it's not all about, it's always more or way more. But I will tell you, even if it's more in terms of the grocery bill, it's far less in terms of what you're going to have to pay. Not only monetarily, whether you're insured or not, in terms of recovering or treating chronic diseases, including cancer. But the quality of life that you will live later on by not choosing to go organic. Now, you people are going to say, see, I'm annoying everybody already. You're going to say, well, you're just orthorexic, Robert. I know. You've said it. You've admitted it. You know, of course, we play loose and fast with the DSM-5 manual from the Psychiatric Bible, where everything that is a belief that is not one of their beliefs, an approved belief, is a psychiatric disorder. Worthy of drugging you. The choice to eat clean food, that should be the number one thing that every preacher man, what are no other names for preacher men, Super Don? You got priests, you got bishops, you got, what other names do you have? And women,
pastor,
too, for that matter. Rabbis,
pastor,
imams,
reverend.
Yeah. All of them. If number one, they're not teaching their people, their flock, whatever, to take care of their temple, their sacred temple, their body, by cleaning up what goes into it, what are they doing? Are they desecrating the temple? What is the temple? Answer the question. And then decide whether those that are leading the flock are leading them astray. Now, going into the science, this is out of CNN. It's like, of course, we're not big fans of CNN, but I acknowledge that Super Don makes me. Sometimes they even get it right. They have an article that's pretty good. And this article talks about organic food reducing your risk of cancer. Eating organic, it was published, guess what, in the Journal of the American Medical Association Internal Medicine.
Wow.
Yeah, the JAMA Internal Medicine Journal. And they said people who eat primarily organic foods were more likely to ward off non-Hodgkin lymphoma and postmenopausal breast cancer compared to those who rarely or never eat organically grown foods. Breast cancer. Is that one of the things I've been telling women for years? Well, men, too. Mm-hmm. Clean up your act. Don't eat the pesticides. Am I vindicated here? What's going to happen?
This is
now?
Impressive. I mean, yeah, this was led by Julia Baudry, an epidemiologist in someplace in. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry, Robert. Nope.
What?
No, we cannot believe this. I'm sorry, this study was done in France. They don't know how to science in France, so I'm sorry. Nope.
We're from France.
Fake news.
We
Fake
don't
news.
Do science. No, we're coneheads. Of course we do it. Even in France, right? That's the convenient excuse. Well, it wasn't done in the United States, so it's not real. Non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Remember, primary link to glyphosate. Organic chemistry, but not organically grown. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show coming up next. The weed.
Live
a different one.
The world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
Thousands of migrants from various countries in Central America are moving closer and closer to the United States.
even though President Trump has said he'd dispatch the military should they reach the U.S. border. Former White House Chief of Staff John Sununu joined Fox News to talk about some of the immigration laws that need to be changed.
This is the result of a mishmash of immigration laws. The Democrats have seen the mishmash of the laws as an advantage to them.
Turkey's president vowed to go into detail in a major speech Tuesday on the findings of his country's investigation into the death of Saudi writer Jamil Khashoggi amid mounting international skepticism over the Saudi government's latest claim that the dissident journalist died in a chaotic fistfight. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner joined CNN and has some advice for the Saudis.
To be fully transparent, the world is watching. This is a very, very serious accusation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Well, if my buddy Steve Feld is watching, we're adding to the list of the 2018 World Tour, or the U.S. and Canada Tour, of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Because he made me a T-shirt last year, the 2017 year. He's awesome, man. Steve Feld's great. And we've got lots more healing to go. It's the Florida Tour. Tomorrow, Stewart, Florida Peggy's Natural Foods. And Wednesday, Coral Springs, Florida. And we're going to be at Toonies. And who knows? Maybe I'll even get to the beach. I don't know. There's a cold front that moved through here, Super Don. Sarasota, Tampa, Orlando. It's like 5 degrees cooler. It was like only 85 today. Like, they're all like, yeah, I know. They're all like, oh, my gosh, did you feel how great it feels? I'm like,
85?
Right,
only 85?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Dude, it was like 21 here this morning. I don't want to hear it.
21 Celsius?
No, Fahrenheit.
Oh, good Lord. That's a hard freeze, my friend.
Take your metric system somewhere else. Fahrenheit, not Celsius.
So, well, what I'm saying about the now I have a different perspective, of course, because I've already lived through a hard freeze a couple of weeks ago. So, for them to finally get, I know what it's like, because I've been here, where you're like, oh, finally, like 2-3 degrees cooler, and you're like, oh, let's go outside and get eaten by mosquitoes. That's Florida, folks. If it's not a mosquito, it's an alligator. If it's not an alligator, it's a bear. If it's not we can go to the Florida Panther. They don't eat too many people, but anyway, that's where we are, and I'm enjoying it, despite the fact that there are weeds everywhere. There's medical marijuana, cannabis, in Florida. They haven't gone recreational or what I would call the freedom to use a plant how you decide to use the plant. They haven't gone there. But there is a weed that I did want to talk about this segment, and it's one of my favorite weeds. In fact, I drink some of it every day. Every day I make sure the first thing in the morning I add it into my yerba mate. Does anybody know what it is that I start my day off with? It is a weed that we got to stop spraying. We got to start eating and drinking. I don't know. Maybe you could smoke it too. I don't know. But it's called the taraxacum plant. I don't know if anybody does, but taraxacum. Have you ever eaten any taraxacum?
I haven't, no.
How do you know you haven't? You even know what taraxacum is?
Well, dude, I am the producer of the show. I kind of know where you're going with this, but
oh, you stinker.
Yeah, no, I've never. It's the dandelion, and I've never eaten dandelion. I know you swear by it up and down.
Yes, I want everybody's salad. You should be juicing it, making tea out of it.
It's good for your liver, isn't it?
It's great for your liver and your kidneys.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
You want to tonify excretory function. Just put a little dandelion in your salad every day. Put a little, juice it a little bit with your other juices. Or, as I said, make it into a tea. Or you can get organic dandelion. Non-sprayed, of course, in health food stores or online. Dandelion. We talk about organic food. Now, on the way out, we're talking about the toxic stuff. If you want to accelerate the stuff you've been accumulating that leads to cancer, you really need to be thinking about dandelion. Now, it's not the only thing I recommend, obviously, for detoxification, but it's one of what I call nature's medicine, God's medicine, however you want to perceive it or call it, for the liver, for the excretory organs. And so, yeah, it's bitter, I know. But listen, mix it with some other beets. Mix it with beets. Beets are sweet. By the way, what was the restaurant I ate at the other night? Rusty Spoon in Orlando? I had both nights. They called it a crudité. I'm like, why don't you just call it a beet salad? That's what it is. Actually, the girl that was serving us, she wasn't offended by that. She's like, yeah, I don't know. I would call it a beet salad, too. I'm like, good, no pretension here. A crudité sounds a little crudité, if you get my drift.
Oh, but, and what did you just call dandelions?
What did I call dandelions?
Yeah, what did you say there? What was the technical term for that?
Taraxacum.
Taraxacum.
Yes.
So she can't say a crudité, but you can say taraxacum?
Oh, no, you can't throw that back at me. Taraxacum doesn't sound anything like crudité. Crudité, I believe.
What's wrong with crudité?
It's French. It's pretentious. We already assessed
that. It sounds fancy. It sounds high society.
Yeah. But that's why we had to reject the organic study last segment, because it came from France, right?
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, the Frenchies, they can't do science. They're not actually, they have a better way of saying organic that I do like.
That's why I like a good order of freedom fries.
how do I like to refer to organic food in France? Actually, anywhere. I like their way of saying organic better. It sounds really good. It sounds really fancy. I guess it's kind of my acceptable crudité. It's biologique. Biologique.
Not organique?
No, it's biologique, not organique.
Okay.
Biologique is how you say organic in France. I learned about that when I was in Europe, you know, traveling through, and I, early years of being organic, going, all right, where's the place that's, what do you say, biologique? Ah, biologique, yes. And so I actually ate there. But a lot of the food is wee-wee. Yeah, don't wee-wee on the taraxacum.
All right, so Yeah. So, dandelion. Yeah. Natural News has this article, this cool article here, and they say that there's all kinds of different ways you can do it. You could use it as a tea. Now, have you had dandelion tea?
Every morning.
Every morning you have dandelion tea. You can eat it like a like in a salad.
Yes.
Now this is something I'd never heard of. Actually, a couple of these. They see you as a honey?
Yeah. Dandelion. Yeah.
Dandelion honey. Okay, so I mean that's just the bees go to the dandelions and then they make the honey and it has the dandelion stuff in it, I guess, right?
Yeah, but you can actually, there's a recipe for adding the dandelion leaf.
Yeah, adding it too, okay.
Right,
yeah. Now here's one I never heard of. As a wine. Dandelion wine?
You've never heard of dandelion wine.
No.
You are so sheltered.
Is that something the French like too? They like dandelion wine? With their dandelion brie and their... I don't know.
Stop picking on the French. I was thinking of that maybe it was a Southern thing because I grew up knowing about dandelion wine.
Yeah.
And medicine-wise, y'all, lowering blood pressure, calming an upset stomach, even removing warts. Main thing, though, they say diuretic. Again, it helps the body to dump poisons, toxins, things like that, get it out of your system. It's not a purgative in the same sense where you're not going to vomit stuff out, but you'll move it on through the body. And, again, it's such a simple thing. And, you know, there's a whole cottage industry, billions of dollars spent on killing this plant. Why?
Oh, yeah.
It's the one thing that
they make weed killer. They make lawn food that's specifically designed to kill dandelions.
See, this is the insanity of man. This is why, you know, Liam it was right about almost everything. You know what he talked about? Man is an insane species, right? We do everything to kill ourselves, and we wonder why we're not doing well. I wonder why. We're doing stuff like killing the things that would save us. Yeah.
By the way, we've got a person, Jackie, in the chat room here. It just confirmed for us that it is smokable as well.
Dandelion smoking cigars, huh? See?
Man.
It was Jackie. Is that where I ate dinner? Because she didn't offer me a dandelion cigar last night. There was actually a CBD cigar, and she told me that the flowers of the cannabis plant or the hemp plant that has CBD only are now available for smoking, too. And a lot of the former hippies that are now old people now are really liking smoking the flower. It smells just like cannabis, apparently, but it's only CBD. So I didn't know that. I'm learning something new every day here. You don't have to smoke it. You can vape it, too, but get your CBD in you. Go to pluscbdoil.com. Let's see. What else we got in this segment?
I would recommend vaping over smoking. Yeah, so here we go. Since we're on the topic of natural, another great here article, which kind of harkens back to the way you opened the show today, about homeopathy, talking about how homeopathy is an effective therapy for anxiety and depression.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, with homeopathic medicine, right, you're not going to cause somebody to go deeper into depression or kill themselves, you know, as a side effect of the medicine, right? But, of course, our friends, the skeptics or septics, as you sometimes call them, Super Don, would say, well, that's just proof that it doesn't work. Yeah, the only reason we know our medicine works is because, you know, our antidepressant medicine, it works because it causes people to commit suicide. I am not kidding. Side effects are the only thing that validate medicines. Which are direct effects, by the way, they don't like.
And the way they get away with somehow, like, you know, saying that that's okay is because it's rare, right? Yes, there's side effects here, and yes, it can make you poke your eyeballs out, but
it's very rare. I don't want to hear rare unless it's a burger or a steak. Don't tell me rare on the side effects from drugs or direct effects.
It's one in a million, man. It's just one in a million. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, they lie better than just about everybody. Go Natural. Homeopathy is an effective therapy for anxiety and depression. This is a Natural News article. Y'all check it out in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. And according to the results of a study in BMC, Complementary Alternative Medicine, patients that consulted with certified homeopathic practitioners had the most significant improvements in depression compared to patients that were given conventional care. Now, I will tell you that this would be true even if the homeopathic practitioner did not prescribe a homeopathic remedy. Now, I hear the septic saying, see, we won. Robert has admitted it's fake medicine. No, I did nothing of the sort. The real medicine that doctors can offer is not even the medicine that they offer. It's the simple act of listening to the patient. You know how valuable it is for someone with depression or anxiety to offload this stuff and to be listened to, really listened to? and how occasionally when you would come in with, oh, this explains something, this will, you know, you start putting pieces together for them. They're like, oh, I'm not crazy. This really is a normal response to this scenario. Now, granted, there are some severe responses that we would be considering when you're in suicidal ideations and behaviors, severe stuff. Then, yeah, there's a disconnect. There's a very big disconnect that also needs to be looked at from a nutritional or a nutrient perspective. But from a homeopathic perspective, I always talk about the big three remedies that address emotions. Sepia, the inky juice of the cuttlefish for depression, right? Argentum nitricum, silver nitrate in homeopathic form. How many know about this? Frustration. And if you get into the anger bands, the deep anger bands, like, I you know what? I'm not into force-feeding medicines, even if they're homeopathic to people. But you know what we should do? Chemtrail the sky with stramonium. The homeopathic remedy stramonium, particularly over Democratic strongholds. The Democrat Party needs stramonium because they are delusionally angry, outrageously angry. And maybe we give them a little bit of stramonium to chill them out. Then they get a little depressed. We'll lift them up with some sepia. And if they get frustrated again because Hillary Clinton's not president, we'll, hey, you know what? They cloud the skies with silver nitrate, don't they? Silver nitrate, argentum nitricum, homeopathic remedy for frustration. You've learned a lot here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we're only partway done. We still got advanced medicine to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Second hour, Dr. Rasha Bitar, and a CDC warning you do not want to miss just in time for Halloween.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Day two of our broadcast week. Yeah, and we're almost to hour two. Dr. Asha Batar is scheduled to join us. And live on my Florida tour. It's the Florida Robert Scott Bell Show concert tour. And we got some good events. I actually, Superdome, the event this weekend was really great. Dr. Pesek and the crew. I had a really nice time meeting with the doctors.
What was the name of the event? What was it called?
It's too long. I told you it's too long.
The Integrative Health.
International Holistic
of the
Paradox of Iridologists. And if y'all can go. Next year, go. There's a lot of events that are competing for that date, though. I'll be saying that. But good time. We educated a lot of good folks. And I'm going to continue to do this on this Florida swing now.
Cool.
Upcoming events, still in the show notes, as I mentioned. Tomorrow night, Peggy's Stewart, Florida. I've pre-recorded the first hour. I intend to go live tomorrow, second hour. But the first hour is stunning. You guys, if you've seen it, my YouTube friends, you've already watched it, perhaps. It's a great, great interview with Dr. Rob McCuskey. I really enjoyed getting into the deep, deep recesses of science to talk about infectious disease and silver. And then we'll work on Wednesday's show where I'll be in Coral Springs. And second hour, I'll be live with Ty Bollinger as we go outside the box, see what kind of announcements we got then. But right now, Halloween's on tap, and it's scary, 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 but the CDC is here to protect us, just like the FDA is here to protect us. Or
absolutely.
Maybe not us, maybe our chickens, right?
So now people are going, Robert, what are you talking about?
Yes,
what do you mean? Well, this is a real thing.
This is like, you know, the pranks, the tricks or the treats, right? The tricks are that you don't want to go to a house that's serving raw chicken, right? That's not good. CDC is warning you not to accept raw chicken gifts as treats this holiday, kids.
Just throw a chicken breast in the bag there for the kid. When like,
you didn't even cook it.
Right?
You didn't even cook it. What is that? No. For your cat. No, no. So, no, actually, I got that wrong. They're concerned about your chickens, not the people who might eat them, but your chickens. If you have chickens, do not put them in a costume. But why? What's wrong with putting your chicken in a costume,
all right,
Superdoc?
So first off, though, I see, I did not realize that there are people that dress their chickens in Halloween costumes. This was news to me.
New to me. I didn't know this either.
Apparently they do. Now, this story comes out of Louisiana. I love Louisiana. I miss
you were there where they weren't doing that
I
when
do.
You were there?
I don't remember seeing any chickens in Halloween costumes. But apparently these people, they have chickens and they dress them up for Halloween. And apparently the CDC decided to get involved. And warn people that they should not put their pet chickens in costumes. And we've covered this part of it. Don't cuddle your chickens either, by the way.
I think that's really mean. I mean, what if chickens want to be cuddled?
Yeah, well, you're going to end up with a bunch of depressed chickens if they don't get to get cuddled anymore, right?
Right. So are they going with the salmonella story here?
Salmonella, yes. And so I'm going to guess, listen, the cuddling chicken thing, we've covered that before.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing that if you come into close proximity and you're handling live chickens, that there is a possibility it can pass salmonella on to you. And so they're saying, no, just to let your chickens be chickens for Halloween.
Dude, how does a costume pass salmonella? What are you going to put the costume on after the chicken? Is that what they're...
I guess it's just handling. You know, if you're handling chickens, apparently you can get salmonella from the chicken. Now, how many farmers, right? I mean, farmers have chickens. Old MacDonald did not die of salmonella. They handle chickens all the time. So I'm just assuming if you are practicing good hygiene,
chicken hygiene,
when you're handling animals and stuff like that, you'll be okay. But I don't know.
If they tell me, if the CDC tells me, I'm putting them on notice right now. If the CDC tells me that I can't dress my chicken, well, no, I'm going to go with that. I'm not going to dress my chicken. That's okay. I'll give them that. But if the CDC, I draw the line. I'm moving the line, okay? I'm moving the goalpost, but this is what I really mean. If the CDC comes out with a pronouncement that I cannot dress my turkey for Thanksgiving, it's over. You, me, the CDC, we're done. I will have nothing more to do with the CDC if that's their next edict. Just saying. Anybody with me? Come on. You're not allowed to dress your turkey next? That's where it's going. Thanksgiving is next. They're not protecting the turkeys or the chickens or the fowl. They and the FDA, man, they don't have your back. All right, folks.
I see what you did there. Ha, 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 ha.
I don't know what I did there, actually, because I opened in a way that I didn't even know I was going to open until I opened. But that's what it's like, life on the road. It's lonely. We have to make silly fun. And we have to have Dr. Raja Batar on next for Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Back after the news break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.